This is Glenn Helzer with World of Radio, 1455. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded April 8th, cuts in Canada, Turkey, Chile, and Monaco not unnoticed. U.S. transmitters out of order. New frequencies from Republica, Serbia, Biafra, Myanmar. Reactivations from South America, Somaliland, Jordan. Biafra gets another clandestine. Horn of Africa sticks to 41 meters in the propagation outlook. As we mentioned last week, part of the budget-cutting process at CBC was to eliminate a couple of languages from Radio Canada International, Ukrainian and Cantonese. Cantonese, they haven't been broadcasting in Cantonese on shortwave, but it turns out they did have a half an hour per week in that language transmitted via a partner station in Hong Kong, which, of course, is the way to go, I suppose. Probably a lot more listeners that way on a domestic Hong Kong frequency. However, no time has been wasted in eliminating that, and the Ukrainian broadcasts, which had been on shortwave. RCI was trying to spin it in a positive manner with a press release, new transmission to Europe, and Nouvelle Émission pour l'Europe. It turns out a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday hour relayed via Sweden at 17 UT on 5850 in Ukrainian has suddenly been converted to English on Saturdays, including the Maple Leaf mailbag, and French broadcasts on Fridays and Sundays. Ukrainians are, of course, one of the major ethnic groups in Canada, and there was already a move underway to try to prevent the deletion of the Ukrainian service. The slumbering RCI Action Committee came back to life, if only to inform us that instead of their own website, most of the action now is on Twitter and Facebook. This was reported in the April issue of CIDX Messenger. Of course, eliminating Ukrainian and Cantonese may not mean much unless you happen to speak one of those languages, but it's symptomatic of larger problems at CBC and RCI. Kai Ludwig took a look at some of the recent Twitter posts. One of them says, across CBC, Radio-Canada, and RCI, a lot of soul-searching as the retirement offers sent. Job bumping will follow. Meanwhile, RCI has some more technical problems with the new A09 season and a frequency conflict. Their morning channel is 7325 kHz, including Spanish after 1200 UT, but in Oklahoma I find that's colliding with Japanese from China on the same frequency. Yes, they have both been scheduled intentionally, apparently not realizing that the two signals will collide over Central and Western North America. There was also a problem on April 2nd. During several hours, the next frequency from RCI, 9515 for the USA, did not have regular programming in a variety of languages, but instead that wonderful harmonica music filler. They used to play little bits of it when they had a minute or two to fill, but this went on for quite some time. I heard it from 1744 until 1817 UT. Unfortunately, it was not a variety of harmonica music, but just one thing over and over. I think it was one of the Hungarian dances, so it got a little bit old after half an hour. Saul Brody in Philadelphia reminds us the performer on that CD is Claude Garden, or if you prefer, Claude Jardin. Why were they doing this? Well, apparently they lost the program feed somewhere between Montreal and Sackville. Every so often, one of the Greenville, North Carolina transmitters carrying Radio Marti acts up and puts out spurs. This happened again on April 4th at 1402 UT. 13820 was accompanied by very distorted FM spurs at plus and minus 50 kHz. 13770 and 13870, the latter interfering with St. Petersburg, Russia. WWRB in Tennessee has been putting out spurs from 9385, heard around 14 UT. Actually, I first heard it much later, around 1745 UT. I suppose they go on all day. On approximately 9317 and 9453 kilohertz. Much weaker than the fundamental, but still there and capable of interfering with other stations, such as Thailand on 9455 and WTJC on 9370. We've got you surrounded. That's what I say about WEWN and the Voice of Korea. WEWN is on new 9340 in our mornings around 1300. That's only 5 kilohertz from Pyongyang on 9335, trying to get English into North America. But there's heavy splash from the Eternal Word. And furthermore, they're putting out spurs themselves at plus and minus 10 kilohertz. So there's WEWN on both sides of 9335. Oh, things got even worse back at WWRB. On April 7th, they were not only putting out those spurs I just mentioned, but also suffering from a buzz like Saudi Arabia, closer to the main frequency, ranging from 9370 to 9400. That was when they were bothering WTJC. The station they were bothering on 9320 was Radio Free Asia, Tinian in Burmese. Jorge Freitas in Brazil contacted CVC's Brazilian service in Miami to ask them about something I'll get into later, and got a reply with a bombshell. They said that at the end of April, they'll be closing down their Brazilian service on shortwave. They've been cutting back step by step. The only frequency remaining until then in analog is 15410. I wondered if Spanish would be next to go, which would essentially mean closing down the Chile facility of CVC at Calera de Tango. So I asked Andrew Flynn about that. He is the Director of International Broadcasting at CVC headquarters in England. He replies, "The global economic situation has forced CVC to seek cost efficiencies in operating budget. We've been hard hit by recent increases in the cost of power and unfavorable exchange rates. Budget savings can be made by cutting transmission hours at the times and places fewest people are listening. Nonetheless, shortwave remains an important medium for CVC to reach its audiences around the world, and we remain hopeful DRM will also become useful in the future." He also has some more information. When we took over the Chile site in 1996, none of the transmitters were close to working, since it had fallen into total disrepair since its closure as Radio Nacional. We had 6 transmitters operational by the time of our launch as Voz Cristiana in 1998. The remaining 2 transmitters were up by 2000. All 8 are still used in service, although not concurrently, and several have been converted to operate DRM. Confirming last week's report, Cuban clandestine Radio Republica is definitely using 9545 kilohertz, starting at 2300 UT. Along with Cuban jamming, of course. I've not been able to tell exactly how long they stay on that frequency, however, as it fades down little by little into the evening. However, Cuban jamming is still going on at as late as 0539, when they're probably off the air, but the jamming can be a problem for Solomon Islands, only 3.5 kilohertz lower. Havana's Spanish DX program, En Contacto, announced on April 5th a change in time for their secret afternoon repeat, Sundays at approximately 2242 UT. Of the 4 frequencies mentioned, the only one actually carrying it was 13760. They also mentioned previously the DX program from Radio Educación in Mexico. However, I was suspicious about the times given, so I checked their own schedule grid on the website. It's called Sintonía Libre. And according to this, as of March, and I've converted the times here for Mexican daylight shifting, as of April, UT days and times, this DX program should be appearing on 6185, Wednesdays at 0200, Thursdays at 2303, and Sundays at 0345. Each about half an hour long. Some South American shortwave stations have unexpectedly reactivated. Dave Valco in Pennsylvania in early April heard Radio Buen Pastor in Ecuador, 4814.98, with an ID at 1034, still audible past 1100. Also heard by Chuck Boland in Florida, April 5th, from 1045 to 1100. He heard an ID at 1053 with an echo effect at another ID at 1100. Bob Wilkner in Florida agrees that Buen Pastor is back, but there's also a Brazilian nearby. Watch out for that. Radio Difusora de Londrina. And then from Peru, Giampiero Bernardini reports Radio Altura on 5014.4, April 5th at midnight 35. Also reported a couple of hours later by Acker Peterson in Denmark, 5014.33, until sign-off at 0243, although his ID is presumed. The brand new Peruvian we mentioned recently, Radio Rasuvilca, is also being reported still. Bob Wilkner in Florida on 4805, April 5th at 1035, a strong signal, a brief ID. And Dave Valka in Pennsylvania reports it too, April 5th at 1011 with an ID and Campo Music. Bob Wilkner in Florida also has been hearing a station, an ID on 4877.59. He's not completely certain yet, but thinks it may be reactivated Radio Difusora Roraima in Boa Vista, Brazil, heard at 2330. It apparently had been off the air for some months. I got a message from what was previously assumed to be a Brazilian pirate on 7695, reminding us that they are active, although the power is only 50 watts. Quite a DX challenge outside South America. It's called Cidade Oldish, 7695, and their schedule is 18 to 21 UT and 0500 until 1100. Horacio Negro has been trying to persuade some station in Uruguay, his country, to reactivate shortwave. And there is a possibility that will be done by Radio Sarandí Sport, which he says has received approval of its plan to use SSB, reactivated on shortwave on its assigned frequency 6045, according to their engineer, Gustavo Cirino. Any further information, of course, we'll pass along if they actually appear on that frequency. RAI, the external service from Argentina, was off the air for about a week. I wasn't hearing anything on 15345 besides Morocco, thanks to Christian Milling and Wolfgang Büschel, who had heard them admit that they were off the air on their German service. I guess they were listening to webcast. However, they returned on April 7th, and I was standing by and was barely able to hear them after Morocco closed at 2200 on 15345, and also on their characteristic off-frequency 11711 for the English broadcast at 0200, just barely audible. Since our news last week that LRA 36 Antarctica had reactivated, there have been several reports of it from Europe and South America, but still difficult in North America. All we can suggest is that you keep trying, waiting for favorable propagation, weekdays between 18 and 21 on 15476. Via shortwave, satellite, internet, AM and FM, this is World of Radio 1455. Check our website for a great deal more information, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Rod Scribner in memory of Rocky, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. There's been another strike for at least one day at Radio France International, as well as other French public broadcasters. This had been planned for the past week or so. Thanks to José Miguel Romero for some advance press about that, as well as Mike Cooper. This was on April 7th. Bill Hodges in Atlanta says the English broadcast at 1600 on 15605 and 17605 to Africa was entirely filled with music. If one of your favorite stations suddenly disappears without warning, you'd better let them know. This happened with the long-wave transmitter of Radio Monte Carlo, actually across the border in France, on 216 kilohertz. Wolfgang Büschel forwards reports from Europe that it vanished on April 1st. We have this report about what was going on from Christian Gibaudeau in nearby Nice, France. He says, yes, it was off the air March 31st and April 1st. When I noticed this, I phoned them in Paris, and they said they didn't know what happened. They were still on FM, satellite, and internet. He then phoned the transmitter site at Rumoulin near Monte Carlo. The manager said they had been asked by management to stop transmitting for 48 hours, but would return on April 2nd. They claimed, that is, the morning anchor man, Jean-Jacques Bourdin, said it was off the air for maintenance, but Christian believes this was not true. It did come back on at 0300 UT on April 1st, saying that this had been a test. The manager told him that it was a test to find out if people were still listening to 216 kilohertz. Since they did receive complaints about its missing, the frequency is still in use. If no complaints had been received, the transmitter was going to be turned off for good. The collision I mentioned last week between Serbia and Romania, both broadcasting in English to North America at midnight 30 on 9580, has continued another week, still going April 8th. But in the meantime, Dragan Lekic in Serbia has been in contact with International Radio Serbia and persuaded them to move to a clear frequency 9675. However, it may take another week. It should be completed by April 15th. Mike Bearcliff in England and World DX Club confirms that the English program from the Greek domestic service Radio Philia is now being heard between 06 and 07 UT, at least on most weekdays, on 11645. Also, this is a good time, if you enjoy not only Greek popular and folk music, but religious music, to monitor Voice of Greece, as the Orthodox Palm Sunday and Easter are running a week behind the unorthodox Christians. I heard some very beautiful music on 7450 around 0545 UT on a Sunday. There's been a lot of discussion in recent DX Listening Digests about what Belarus is doing with their several low-power shortwave transmitters now that there's been a seasonal change. I won't go into all of that, but the big transmitters carrying the external service are of most interest. Kai Ludwig says the schedule appears to be 11 to 23 UT on 7210. That's running 15 5-kilowatt transmitters together, former jammers. And on 7390, 150 kilowatts, but it has shallow modulation. And at 17 to 23, on 7255, that's 250 kilowatts beamed west, and 19 to 23, also on medium wave 1170. The English portion is from 20 to 22 UT. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania confirms the English service on those two frequencies starting at 2000. However, 7255 is covered by Nigeria, which has already been using that starting at 2100. But unfortunately, 7255 is the strongest frequency of the three for Belarus. In the British GX Club, Dave Kenny in England reported hearing a new clandestine called Radio Biafra on 12050, March 31st from 1900 to 1955. It was in English and ID'd as Radio Biafra, broadcasting live from Enugu, our capital city. Of course, that's questionable if they're really coming from inside Biafra. He was also hearing it another day. He thinks it's probably a relay from a UK site. And as a matter of fact, VTC has a transmission to West Africa at 19 to 20 scheduled on 12050, although it was not identified as Radio Biafra. Thanks to Wolfgang Büschel for looking that up. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it as well, April 4th, from 1900 until closing half a minute before 2000 with a fair to good signal. Meanwhile, the original Biafran clandestine, VOBI, Voice of Biafra International, I found on a new frequency, 11885 via WHRI, Friday from 21 until 22. Much better reception here in North America than previous 15665. All available schedules of CVC in Zambia on 4965 show it broadcasting only in English. However, Jorge Freitas in Brazil was hearing an African language around 2000 UT on that frequency, so he thought it was unidentified. But it seems to us it has to be that same transmitter as scheduled. They've just started adding non-English languages. It is 100 kilowatts, after all, and there's not likely to be some other African suddenly showing up on the same frequency. There has been another report of non-English on 4965 from José Pedro Turner in Portugal, April 6th at 1825 to 1845. But other reports at various other times show it's still in English. We're still trying to get an updated schedule of languages on that service. Broadcasters are supposed to be clearing out of 7100 to 7200 kilohertz, and many of the major ones have. However, the Eritreans and Ethiopians are staying put. We have many reports, including one from yours truly, of Radio Ethiopia still on 7110, various times between 0300 and 0600. Other frequencies involved are 7165 for another Radio Ethiopia service, and from Eritrea, there is Voice of the Broad Masses on 7175, possibly also attracting Ethiopian jamming. On the QRZ.com forums, Sam Voron in Australia monitored these and others, still occupying what is supposed to be the exclusive ham band, 7100 to 7200, including the big news, a station I think he's previously been involved with, Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland, that's the northern part of Somalia, is now active on 7145. It seems they have a new 25-kilowatt transmitter on the air, and since then it's been widely reported in Europe, at least, although because of the scheduling, it's difficult in North America. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says he was hearing it until 1900 UT on March 30th and 31st. Zacharias Liangas in Greece reports it as early as 1630. There's an item about the reactivation on the Media Network blog, claiming they've been heard as far away as Japan. Omdurman, Sudan, has long been on 7200, and it has not moved either, although they're supposed to evacuate at least up to 7205. That's widely reported as well, including by Jim Evans in Tennessee, April 5th, around 0400. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee caught them signing on at 0237. The new evening broadcast of one of the target services for Darfur, Radio Dabanga, is now being reported. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says he heard it April 3rd from sign on at 1529 to sign off at 1727 on 13730, which is via Wächtachtel, Germany. Matti Ponkamo heard the other frequency for this, 11500, which is via Madagascar. Chad is currently using 6165. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, heard it signing on at 0430, weak but readable until covered by Radio Netherlands at 0459. Also reported from 0428, April 7th, by Martin Roth in the Netherlands, and in the evening by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal from 1512 to 1920, including French at 1900, and still no trace of them on 4905. The latest schedule from Voice of Turkey shows that all their transmissions are now from the Emirler site, which means the other one, Çakırlar, is no longer in use. I inquired about this from the chief engineer, Elvan Boratov, and she says there are five transmitters at Çakırlar, but they're quite old. We have plans to move one of the 500 kilowatts to the other site, Emirler, but it may not be possible to put it back into operation. We also plan to move the rotatable antenna from one site to the other, but that's not for certain. Çakırlar is still operational, but for the time being, there will not be any routine transmissions from that site. And the new schedule shows, according to my count, there are only 21 languages left at Voice of Turkey. Because of this, they've had to cancel a number of transmissions and even not broadcast at all in certain languages. Noel Green in England says Radio Jordan has resumed transmissions on a second transmitter, obviously beamed toward Europe. First heard March 25th at 0730 until 0810 on 11960, parallel to 11810. Later in the day, they were on 15290. However, they're still not reappearing on 11690, which is the frequency where they used to have English broadcasts, so it's still only in Arabic. Martin Roth in Netherlands confirms that Myanmar Radio has moved to 7200.09, heard April 2nd from midnight 30 UT. Ron Howard in California, meanwhile, has been looking for Sarawak on 7200, a new frequency reported by some down underite, but so far he's only been able to hear the Yakutsk transmitter in Russia. Ron Howard also notes that Voice of Strait in China has been missing from all three of its former frequencies in the local evenings, although they have interference, but no sign of it on 4900, 4940, or 5050 kilohertz. S. Hasegawa says the Nagoya DX circle has not been able to find it either between 12 and 17 UT, although they still hear Voice of Strait between midnight and 12 UT on 9505, 7280, and 6115 with three different programs. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 7th. ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 on the 9th, 8 and 3 on the 21st and 22nd. Solar flux peaking at 72 April 23rd to 29th, otherwise only 70. And that's World of Radio 1455. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.